From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Sights and Sounds producer Porfirio Rangel. Hey, Porfirio.
Hi, Janae.
On this special holiday episode of Sights and Sounds, Porfirio and I are going to share our suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. Porfirio, your first pick is the musical Hamilton at the Orpheum Theater. We know the plot. It's about how Alexander Hamilton became one of the founding fathers of the U.S. Of course, what made it stand out was that it was told mostly through hip-hop music. Hamilton won 11 Tony Awards and a Grammy for Best Musical Theater Album. I love the soundtrack. I love the remix, too, especially with the roots. I did a story about how an education program allowed high school students to attend this show. Porfirio, you recently saw Hamilton for the first time. What did you think?
You know, Hamilton's one of those plays that everybody just overhypes and says that you gotta watch. And let me just say, it does live up to that hype. I went into it just not really expecting the story that was gonna be played out because my history isn't that good, but I loved it. The story is amazing, the clothes, the costumes, the choreography, the set design. And it's just so educational. Like you said, it's told through hip hop music. So it's such a unique spin on American history. It really informed me about how Hamilton's legacy created the United States. So it was just great.
Yeah, it's a really fun musical. That's the musical Hamilton at the Orpheum Theater in San Francisco. And it's in town until January 5th.
Janae, you have two picks. One is John Batiste's new album, Beethoven Blues. Batiste puts his own spin on Beethoven by blending the classical composer's tunes with blues, gospel, and jazz. And your second pick is the show Lunel Live. The original Bad Girl of Comedy is coming back to Oakland for a stand-up show at the Paramount. Okay, Janae, why do you want people to check out these artists?
Porfirio, I have been keeping Beethoven Blues on repeat. John Batiste said on the Jennifer Hudson Show that after 250 plus years, it was time for Beethoven's music to have an update, a glow up, an expansion by incorporating other genres into his music. The album is like piano, instrumental, and he seamlessly and beautifully weaves in soulful sounds into Beethoven classics. It's a nice album to relax to. I listen to it on BART. It makes a great holiday gift too, and I love it. Now, if y'all want something edgy and funny, then check out the stand-up comedy show Lunel Live. Lunel is hilarious. I've seen her live do stand-up. She's been a guest on Sights and Sounds. She said on her Instagram page that she's excited to be headlining in her hometown of Oakland at the Paramount Theater, and I'm excited for her. Now, Richmond comedian Shea Sugar is opening for her, and Shea Sugar is funny, too. She's been on the Sherry Shepherd Show. So go out and support these ladies, these East Bay comedians. You know, they say comedy is a boys' club, so definitely show some support for these ladies.
That's Lunel Live at the Paramount Theater in Oakland on December 27th, and John Batiste's album, Beethoven Blues, is available now.
And Porfirio, your final pick is Cali, the Art of Chicanx Peoples at the Oakland Museum. This exhibition explores what it means to be Chicanx indigenous through art, film, fashion, poetry, and a whole lot more. The pieces are intergenerational, feminist, and queer. Now, the word Cali is derived from the Aztec language Nahuatl. Cali signifies home, family, and lineage. Porfirio, I remember you went to go check out this exhibition. What did it mean to you?
The term Chicano has always been a complicated identity for me. On paper, I am a Chicano because I am first generation, but it's always been hard for me to identify with the term because there's just so much like political power behind it and a lot of history. So when I went to go check out this exhibit, it was just kind of like this uncovering of this past that I'm linked to about what it means to be Chicano. And it comes through so many different lens, intergenerational, queer, it was just so beautiful for me to just kind of uncover that there are these different parts of me, that there's not one correct way of being Chicano. So I just really loved it, and I felt really fulfilled after checking out this exhibit.
All right, that's the exhibition Cali, the Art of Chicanx Peoples at the Oakland Museum, and it's currently running until January 26th. I've been speaking with Sights and Sounds producer Porfirio Rangel. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts, including the KALW app. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by me and Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Troop Wynn. I'm Janae Darden. Happy New Year.